Hola, this is Olguita Torrens from Puerto Rico and from the sunny Caribbean to Europe and across the globe. You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer and welcome back, or for the first time. This is show number 49 in the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm so thrilled to have you here. Now, you can find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA049. You know, when we first start building online and start generating leads through the internet, most of them go through our autoresponder. They land in that. Once they fill out the form on our website, they go into an autoresponder. And from there, we have the chance to keep in touch, share information, share encouragement, share our stories, and really build on that relationship with them so that we catch them when the time is right. So today I'm going to answer the question, how often should I email my list and what do I say? And today's show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. This is my inner circle coaching program, and it's launched. And in it, you're going to find all the tools, training, and resources you need to build a successful network marketing business online and offline, as well as details on how to effectively email your leads and your list, what subject lines get opened, what the frequency should be, how you should construct the email, and all different things like that. So if you'll go to socialmediabackstagepass.com, you can get the details. So thanks to Angel for the question, how often should I email my list? I'm scared that I may say too much or email too much, and I don't want to lose them before I have the chance to sponsor them. Help me know how to best do this. Having a big list is one thing, getting your emails opened is another, and then converting those on the list to buyers is still another one. But all three go hand in hand. And I really want to make a point with you. All you're doing online is creating new warm market. That's it. You're talking to people that you don't know, and you're taking those people and turning them into people who you do know, or at least who know you. Now, you're going to hear me say over and over again how important it is to share your story, share your story, share your story. We know that stories sell and facts just tell. You've heard that too. And you may be thinking, why? Why would people care about my story? Well, let me answer that by asking you a question. Why is it that so many people read People magazine and Us magazine and read about celebrities and go online and look and see the next thing that J-Lo's doing and Beyonce and all different things like that? Why are people so interested in that? Well, we like to be entertained, we're voyeurs at heart, and we like to see what other people are up to. And this is why reality shows are so popular on TV. They really are. Think about it. So once people opt into your list, yes, they're interested in learning about your business and what's in it for them, but they're also interested in learning about you and how you're going to fit into this whole thing with them should they decide to partner with you. So practice and get really good at sharing your story and creating those compelling emails. And it's like anything, you have to test, try, and tweak. There's good follow-up, and there's bad follow-up. And once you get some leads, what you do with them really is going to matter. Remember, chances are that you're not the only person or business they're evaluating. They may have filled out 1, 2, 5, 10 forms online and have gone into a bunch of different autoresponder lists, and they're hearing from all different people in all different ways. So you want to work to set yourself apart from those people who are probably just doing nothing but sharing the facts and features of their company or sharing something really hypey. Remember, at the end of it, most people are looking for freedom and lifestyle. And yes, money is what leads them there, but it's freedom and lifestyle that paints the vision for them of what's possible. So different people are going to convert differently. And the way the person landed on your list is going to make a difference. You know, it's been proven that those who find you through social media and search engines typically have a higher interest level and convert faster, although not necessarily instantly, so don't be thinking that. But they convert faster and read your emails more because there already some type of relationship was formed with you. maybe they saw a YouTube video that you did or something out on Facebook. They clicked through and they clicked through and they know specifically that it's your site that they're landing on versus somebody who comes in through paid sources like Solo and Media Buys and pay-per-click. These are typically a little more standoffish, if you will, and take more time to warm up. And like anything, that's not always the case. Every person is going to be a little bit different. But I know in my experience of 15 years online doing mostly content marketing, mostly free marketing, but certainly having spent from about 2005 to 2008 where I did a lot of pay-per-click advertising and generated a lot of leads, I did track those and I definitely saw the difference in the speed of which someone joined me in the business and the longevity that they had in the business when they came in through social media, through some piece of content that I had created. So while it may take longer to build the list that way, you build a stronger list. So it kind of depends on what you're looking for. So when you're just starting, you know, do a little bit of both types of marketing if you can and begin to test for yourself. You know, I know a lot of people who build almost exclusively through solo ads, so they definitely work. I definitely would never say that they don't work. And remember, today, email is still an important part of marketing and can be more effective than the phone because people don't answer the phone these days. Think about it. How often do you screen your calls? And while every email you send won't be opened, if you stay consistent, you're going to increase your success ratio because at some point, you're going to capture someone for whom the time is right and they're going to open your email, especially if you practice and learn good copywriting skills and get better at creating those compelling headlines. You know, I think of some of the email lists that I'm on, many of which I seldom read, but I don't unsubscribe from them. And I'm going to share some of those with you so you can get an idea. You think about big brand names. I'm on Target stores here in the U.S. They may not be everywhere. Starbucks, Anthropologie, a women's clothing store. White House Black Market, a women's clothing store. Bare Essentials, the mineral makeup that I use. I'm on a number of big brand email lists, and I don't unsubscribe from those. Now, there's two reasons that I don't. One, sometimes they send irresistible deals and coupons, you know, that I just can't resist. And so I'm always on there and I quickly scan the headline. And if the timing's not right, boom, I just skip it. But sometimes the timing is right and I take advantage of it. Another example, I'm on The Body Shop, their email list, and they send out great, you know, buy one, get one free, buy three, get three free specials all the time, and I really enjoy their products. And so I'm on there just to catch that time when I otherwise wouldn't know about it because I don't regularly read the newspaper. I seldom go to the mall. In fact, I only set foot in the mall to go to their store or for specific reasons. But I stay on those lists because you never know when they're going to catch me with something that they're marketing. The other reason I stay on their list is because I pay attention to how they market. And do you know most of these brands send out an email every single day to their list? Okay? So, you know, it's interesting. They're not worried about turning you off because they're emailing too much. They're looking for people for whom the time is right. So you want to work at getting good at fine-tuning your subject lines so that you can get those opens. You want to use a good autoresponder lead capture system that tracks those opens and clicks so you can go in and look and see how many people did this go out to, how many people opened it, and how many people clicked on it. You can find the autoresponder I use over at jackiealmer.com/AR, as in autoresponder, jackiealmer.com/AR. And then about being scared, don't be scared of your list or those who unsubscribe. You want those who are interested to who are not interested to unsubscribe and those who are interested to stay on. After all, over time, it costs money to have people on your list. You pay for your autoresponder and lead capture. So why waste your time and email resources and your space that's available on people who aren't really interested in your message? I want you to think about the emails you open, the emails you just scan, and the emails that you read all the way through. What about the emails you take action on? And what about the ones you delete without thinking twice? Study your own habits and you may find that you fit your target market's habits as well. There are a few key components to getting opened and getting read. The language that you use is most important, the words that you use. Over time, you want to learn to use more persuasive and even kind of hypnotic language. There are words that draw people in. You want to learn how to engage people and share your story and become like a friend to your list. become someone who they're expecting to hear from, and they look forward to reading your emails. And this part of the process just comes over time with trial and error. Write like you talk, not to impress, no fancy jargon or big words. Keep it simple and write like you're writing to Homer Simpson from The Simpsons. No kidding. And again, don't worry about the people who unsubscribe. Don't worry about it. They weren't going to buy anyway. The time's not right. So get them off your list and move on. The more you mail, the more unsubscribes you're going to get, and that's okay, but also the more sales and money you're going to make. Be authentic, be real, and don't just copy what someone else is sending. You want people to go from social media to your site to your autoresponder and your email messages to a conversation with you and know that it's the same person. I share what I do and I've done to build a relationship with my list over at socialmediabackstagepass.com. In it, we cover how to create cash on demand by sending emails. We talk about subject lines that make your emails immune from the delete key, have them get opened, how to structure your emails and avoid that one killer mistake that most people make, how to deliberately use hot buttons to capture your prospect's attention, and kind of how to steal Hollywood's best stories to make money. After all, Stephen King and James Patterson know a little bit about making money, and I'm going to share with you how to get that money that's hiding right under your nose through your list. Again, the show notes are over at jackiealmer.com/QA049, and as always, good luck to you in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.